Walking Out with Jonathan Holloway and Liam Grundy.
Oh, sorry.
Joking.
I thought you were that.
Well, we are underneath the clock, so it could be a date.
Well, right, should we, what do you want to do? Do you want to grab a coffee or, oh, there's my bag as well, that'd be a good idea.
What are you like this morning?
Right, well, I'm a bit nonplussed.
You're a bit at sixes and sevens, aren't you?
Well, I woke late, actually. I had a weird dream. I had a sort of recurring dream, went on quite a while, but my dad.
Did you?
John, I couldn't get him on the phone. You know, dad had sort of hearing difficulties, you know?
Oh.
Couldn't get him, couldn't reach him. And I was saying, because he was supposed to be meeting my mum. You know, did you manage to meet her? You know, did you go where she was? You know, did you go and meet her? But I didn't have the feeling that I was dealing with an ironic death metaphor or anything, you know? I didn't have that. It was just kind of a, like, why can't you, like, I'm, you know, can you hear me? I think, hell, maybe it's his phone. You know, it's
so you were getting fed up with him?
No, I wasn't getting fed up. I was just sort of trying to work out why it wasn't working, why I couldn't, you know, get in touch, the sort of difficulties. And so then I woke up and I thought, oh, yeah, well, that's a thing, isn't it? That's one of those, you're dead sort of things.
Oh, dear.
One of those, isn't it?
Oh, it's nice to get out and about, isn't it?
It's lovely. Yeah.
It was nice to start off at the station at Waterloo because I find something very touching about the number of people there are who come up. They've obviously made some arrangement to meet somebody off the internet. And they stand around for sort of 5 minutes and then it's 10 minutes. And then it's 15 minutes, and they eventually wander off empty-handed. And I find that quite touching because, you know, I like things that are a bit morose.
The way that, yes, the sort of the inevitability of human nature to disappoint.
To let each other down.
Yeah. Not live up to its commitments. Yeah,
No, I like that. And of course, what you don't know is people make, like spies, they're like spies when they make dates, some people, because they turn up, don't they? And they find a place, anonymous place to hide, so they can see the other person turn up, and if they don't like the look of them,
they
bugger off.
I remember when I was very young at school, this mate of mine, I think he knew this girl, and she had a mate, and I knew her mate.
Yeah.
To nod to sort of thing. So he said, "Look, I'm going out with, I've got a date with her, and she'll bring her mate along, like, as well." So I said, "Yeah, okay." So we went to wherever it was in Manchester. It must have been the centre of Manchester.
Yeah.
And her and her mate were sort of standing outside Woolworths or whatever.
Glamorous.
And. And I said, "Oh, yeah, there they are." He goes, no. I said, "What?" He said, no, wait. We'll just watch them for a bit.
What?
So I said, "What? Oh, really?" And he said, yeah. Like, give it another 5 minutes. And like, you know, just so, I thought, that's a bit weird. Why don't you just go, "Hello, we're here." But he was a player, you know, at the age of sort of,
God.
It meant, you know, it must have been 16.
I've never really understood what that word player means. No, but I have in my time
wanker
done a bit.
Wanker is what it means, basically. Dreadful wanker.
When people put their adverts, their online adverts in and stuff, they say things like, "No players."
Oh, right.
You know, and I think, oh, what does that mean? Does that mean nobody who plays badminton, for example, need apply?
No one handy with a shuttlecock.
Look here. Look.
But I just thought, what a strange thing to do. Obviously, at that age, he was already sort of like a power thing, a power trip on something.
Oh,
you know?
No. Can't
I mean, also, he wasn't that desperate for female company.
Oh.
Whereas I was. Just go up and be nice. Hello, I'm here. Hello. Yeah, loser, you know.
Oh, God.
They like him.
No.
They like him best.
Yeah, well, double dating. I said, didn't it used to be called that? Double dating?
Yeah. Look at this man climbed up. And then he climbed over the fence. Or it's a lady.
It's a lady. It's a lady.
What's that?
I'm a man.
What about...
Who's that? Who's that?
Well, he didn't sing it like that because he was from Bury. It's Peter Skellen.
Peter Skellen, yeah.
But if you want to sing it like that, you can do the... I think it's Aerosmith. Dude looks like a lady.
Oh,
that's more up your street.
That was us meeting at Waterloo under the clock.
Yeah. I had a funny thing on the train coming here.
Yeah.
Everybody was, it wasn't that busy or anything, you know. Yeah. And there was a lady in front of me, sat in front of me. Yeah. I would say probably a bit older than me.
Yeah, yeah. Mature, we say.
Yes. So anyway, I was sort of sat there and I didn't notice, but she got up to get off the train.
Oh yeah.
And you know the way the train pulls in and you have to wait for the light to go on before you can press the button.
Yeah.
Before the doors will open.
Goes beep, 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 beep,
yeah,
beep,
so there's
beep,
no
beep.
Point in pressing the button yeah. before. Thinking, well, she knew that. And she was standing there and she was kind of waiting for the light to go on to press the button.
Yeah.
But I vaguely saw her standing
so
there.
So did you push past her?
No, I was sat down.
Yeah.
And she was about to get off. I wasn't getting off. And then this bloke said, all right, calm down. You Southerners, you're always in a rush. Why don't you just calm down? And take it easy. I can't believe you Southerners. All I thought, oh my God. And I gave him an old-fashioned look.
Yeah, old-fashioned.
And he looked at me and goes, yeah, that's right, mate. I'm James Bond. I'm James Bond because I'm a Northerner. And I don't want a Southerner playing James Bond. He's got to be a Northerner. So I looked at him and went, dear God. And he had his mate with him, and he went, what? Why are you sitting? And his mate was pushing him off the train, you know, the stop. All right, calm down. He had that voice. All right, calm down, he said. You Southerners, you won't take your time.
Oh, dear.
I thought, blimey. I thought, I'll think about that. He's probably a lifestyle coach.
Well, he takes care of people's well-being, I suppose.
He's probably dashing off to a hot yoga class.
What's it? Yeah, it's got a name, hasn't it? Tempura. Tempura. Tempura.
That's fried. That's when you fry something in batter, isn't it?
Oh,
isn't that
is
a
it?
Prawn?
Is it? I thought it was called Tempura Logo or something. No, yoga.
Well, I just call it hot yoga.
Hot yoga?
That's what we started with.
It's tracheotomy yoga. It's got some kind of T associated with it.
All right.
Letter T.
Touching yoga.
Touching yoga. Wouldn't say no.
I've been told not to go to that anymore.
No.
There is yoga with goats, isn't there, you can do?
Yoga with goats?
Yeah.
Do the goats get a workout as well?
The goats get on your back and mess about.
Do they? Or
yeah.
Roll about on your back?
Yeah.
They trot around in their little trotters.
I mean, they throw up a bit as well, don't they? They smell a bit, don't they?
Throw up?
You know, the smell comes off from goats.
Yeah, but that's not because they throw up.
No, I don't mean they throw up physically. I mean, they throw up a smell.
Oh, I see what you mean. I thought you meant they vomited.
No, that would be ridiculous. No, all they do is walk all over you.
They walk all over you being sick.
So they jump on your back while you're doing it.
So, but if you're going to a goat yoga class,
yeah.
Presumably there has to be preparation. They can't keep the goats there. They have to bring the goats along.
I should think there'll be a van, won't there?
There'll be a van and some kind of ramp.
A goat van.
Yeah, a goat van and a ramp, and yeah. they'll chase the goats into the room.
Well, I'd lead them. You don't want to get them too riled up.
Pianissimo.
What?
Like a pianoforte.
Oh dear.
Piano forte. So it'd be a goat fortissimo, wouldn't it? Carry on.
They say a goat is the only animal that smells like it tastes.
Like it tastes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other goat facts I know.
Yeah.
there's Turkish wall goats. You know, those ones that go up on very narrow ledges, up cliffs.
Oh, yes, they're always on the telly, aren't they?
And there's Tennessee fainting goats.
No.
That run around and throw themselves on the ground and have mild seizures.
Really?
And then get up and run around a bit more, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, fainting goats.
But
I was in a little band with a friend of mine, and he'd had the band going for some time, and I didn't know. And I said, what's the name of the band? He said, Fainting Goats. Yeah, and the first time I'd heard of it.
That could be goats who pretend they're going to run after something and go the opposite way, practicing a feint.
That's true, in association football.
Yes, exactly. They're always doing that, aren't they, in football?
Of course, you say goat now, everybody thinks you're brilliant.
What do you mean?
He's goat. He's the goat.
Why? Well, is that a real... It's an compliment.
Yeah, he's the goat, greatest of all time.
Greatest? But that would be a groat.
No, it wouldn't. G, greatest, of O,
oh.
A, all, T, time.
But it's not far from groat.
But it's far enough not to be groat.
Yeah,
so people say goat. Yeah, so they say, well, you know, he's the goat. In fact, there's a band called Goat Girl.
Goat Girl?
Yeah. Greatest of all time girl, I guess. Yeah.
Greatest of all time girl.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a big claim, isn't it?
Goat.
You know, there's a fire festival here in the summer, every now and again. I don't know if they advertise it, but all the people who eat fire.
Oh, right.
And blow fire and stuff come here, and it's all low tide. It's all full of people and fire. That was La Petermaine, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Le Petermaine.
Yes, he could fart Marseillaise, apparently.
I don't know what that cagey thing with a boy attached to it is. Wonder what that is. Is that for people to put rubbish they pick up into?
Well, it wouldn't float, would it?
Well, it would, but the boy would mark its position.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it?
Don't know, it might be.
What's it called when people do walking along and picking stuff up? It's mudlarking, isn't
Theft.
It?
Theft, yeah.
mudlarkery. I've got a book of interesting mudlarking finds on the Thames.
Don't you have to have a licence?
Yes, you do.
Yeah,
you
probably at
some
point. You
have to get a licence from the Port Authority, Thames.
The worshipful company of worshipful people. There's a lot of those,
worshipful
isn't there?
Company of... people with
Leiterman.
Too much money and
yeah.
Leiterman, that's my mother's father, is that.
Dutch barge there, or estuary barge.
Yeah.
The bar at the temple.
Oh God. No.
We could get coffee and something to eat, couldn't we?
We could.
Are you in that game or did you have a big lunch?
No, I didn't have lunch at all, it only being 25 past 12.
Right.
I haven't had lunch at all. Do you want to try and find somewhere that's bargain basement prices, or do you?
I mean, did you want to walk across to your club?
Oh yeah, let's walk across to the club.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I haven't been there yet. I've been too scared.
I drove past Salisbury.
Oh yes.
Which is a very nice.
But you didn't drop in.
Well, I do like Salisbury actually.
Yeah,
I think it's a great place.
Well, Salisbury's with the twisty cathedral, isn't it?
No, that's Chesterfield.
Oh.
And I mean, Salisbury is quite It is a beautiful place. And the cathedral's great because there's loads of stuff. You can go and see the dipstick there and things like that.
The dipstick?
Yeah. Yeah, Salisbury Cathedral has a dipstick.
Walking out with Jonathan Holloway and Liam Grundy.
Why?
I talked to somebody about it recently. They said, do you mean a diptych?
Oh, a triptych?
No, a diptych.
A diptych is two.
Yeah, she thought I had a hair lip, probably. Diptych. But no, it's got a dipstick.
Right.
And when you go round it,
yeah,
the man will show it you, if it's a man.
With music by Liam Grundy, a Fruit People production.